Muhammad Bekir Shalzov used to let his korban, this little sheep, drink water from a golden cup. And the reason is why we have, because if they let it drink right before Shita, so then later after Shita, it's easy to take off the skin. So they used to let it drink with a golden cup. We have before in the Gemara, it's a machlekes. Roman Yom said there's a guzmasoni exaggeration. They didn't let the animal drink from a golden cup. And the other man Yom says, no, ain aniyus v'mokem ashirus. In the Beis Mikdash, everything was done the ashirus. Then it says, afal pi shumavukim berif, even though they already checked out this korban from a berif yesterday, really loved off yesterday, means even 4 days ago, that they used to check out the korban 4 days in advance, but still mevakrenois lior havukais, right now in the morning, right before they shechted, used to check it out a second time to make sure there's no mum, because maybe a mum came in between. So even though it was checked out 4 days ago, they would recheck it right before the shechita. Now Mishnah, hey, mishezocha batomid, the kain that was zocha with the tomid, poshta means with the shechita, so the korban atomid, moishchai, he would like drag, pull the korban atomid, he would pull this tleh, v'olach l'beis ha-mitvachayim, he would take it to the place where they make the shechita, the beis ha-mitvachayim, a special mokum where they made the shechita, so kabonis. O misha zocha b'yivorim, the other kanam that was zocha to carry up the pieces, afterwards, holchem achav, they followed him, to help him hold down the animal b'shah shechita. Now, beis ha-mitvachayim, this place that used to make the shechita, hoyu l'tzvonish ha-mizbeach, was on the north side of the mizbeach, because we know this hardness ha-tomid is a korban elam, it's a kodesh kodoshim, that the shechita has to be done b'tzofa on the north side of the mizbeach. Shahil l'tzvonish ha-mizbeach, on the north side of the mizbeach. The olav on over there, shemoina mudim nanosim, there were eight small poles, eight small pillars like standing, made out of a stone. Urevian shel erez agabeim, there was a square piece of wood, of erez, of cedar wood, on top of these stones. Some cemented down to it. Vium koloyas shel barzo, there were metal hooks, hoikfuyim them, on this square piece of wood, there was metal hooks onto it. And on these hooks, they used to hang up the cart after the shechita, they hang it up, like when they skin it, or to work on the animal, to cut it open, they would hang it up on these hooks. Ushloisha storm hoyu, they had like three rows of three hooks, l'chol echad v'yechad, each piece of wood, each square wood, had three rows of nails, of hooks. Tils v'hoy, because one sheet of holes, it went 1, 2, 3, and one says it went across. The echad shebehem, on that they would hang the korban after they shecht it, and they would also try and skin it in. They used to bring their tables made out of marble that were in between these amudim, in between these pillows of stones. There used to be two tables there, that even though the animal was hanging, but it was hanging down, so they didn't want the bottom of it to touch the floor, so they used to have a table right next to it, that they would fillet it, or they would take off the skin and have it hanging, or have it resting on the table also. It was like hanging and resting at the same time. The Mishnah Vav, Misha Zocha B'dish Mizbech HaPnimi, the kohen that was Zocha to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi, Fi HaMenorah, and the one that cleaned out the Menorah, two different kohenim, Hoyu Magdinim, they went first, because they did their avodah before the Shechita, the Korban HaTamid, just said before. They really did their avodah before the Shechita. Now the Arab kelim biyodim, they had four kelim in their hands. What did they have? They had hateni viakuz. Hateni, that's a big basket. Viakuz, that's like a smaller one, like a pitcher. Ushnei maftachos, and they had two keys in their hands. So these two kohanim had to go into the heichal. So that's what they were holding, these four things. Now hateni, this big basket, doimel a tarkav golden shazov, like a big golden tarkav, a big golden basket. Machzeh kabayim v'chetzi, could hold 2.5 calves. The yakuz, this pitcher, was a little smaller, doimel a kitin golden shazov, like a big pitcher, golden pitcher. Ushnei maftachos, they had two keys with them. Echad yored liyamas hashechi, one key used to open up, it's called the yamas hashechi, so some learn that means that this lock was on the outside. And the way they opened it up was, they used to have to stick their hand into the door light, so the hand went through the hole, and mamash up until their armpit. So that's why it's called the yamas hashechi. Hashechi means like by your armpit, by your elbow, so by your on top, by your shoulders. So you have to stick the whole hand through the door to open it up. That was like one. And B'yachot Pesach Kevan, one opened up very easy. That was on the outside a lock. So the outside lock was easy to open up. That's called like Kevan right there, right in front of them. So Kitzah, that opened up these two locks to get inside into the Heichel. Now, Mishnah Zayin, what they did was Boler Lepishpesh Atzvani. They went to a smaller gate. There was a big shower, a big gate going into the Heichel, but they had to open that from the inside, so they had to get inside first. So they used a pishpush, a side door on the side. So Bola, these two columns came in now, the pishpush at 20, to the north small door, going into the Heichelite. Oshnei pishpushim hoyle l'shara gotu. Really on the side of the big shower, the big gate, there were two small entrances, two small doors. Echad b'tzofim, one was on the north side, that's the one these two are going in with. The Yechad b'dorim, one was on the south side. Now Shebedorim, the small door on the south side, the Nichnas Beyodamil, no person ever went inside it. The Yolavu Mefor, that's what the Novi says in Yecheskel, the Yolavu Mefor Shadei Yecheskel, that the Apostle says in Yecheskel, V'yomer Elai Hashem, Ashar Azeh, this gate, Sogu Yila, should always be closed. Lo Yipasech, should not open it up. V'yish Lo Yavu Boy, no person should go into it. Ki Hashem Lo Kei Yisrael, Bo Lo Boy, Bo Yisrael, only Hashem goes inside it. So Kitzah, there were two small entrances on the two sides of this big gate going into the Heichel, one on the south and on the right, one on the left. So these two Kahanim went in on the right side, on the north side. Not less of Teich, they took the key with them, or Pasach as a Pishmash, that they opened up the small entrance, and Yichnas Latov, they went inside into a small compartment there called the Tov, or Min HaTov al Heichel, from the Tov they made a left turn, and they went into the Heichel. So they got into the Heichel through the side. Now when they went inside the Heichel, they now went to the front, to the big gate there. And they went to open up the big gate into the Heichel. The Heichel is like all the way up in front, that's all the way up Maron side, that inside the Heichel is the Ulam and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they went to open up the Heichel, they went inside, they opened up the big Shara Godel. Hegiel Shara Godel, when they got to this big gate inside, heavier as Haneger, they took the big bolts, the big like metal pieces, they were closing it like. They took that off first. The Yesa Pesach, they took off the locks. Upsacha, and then they opened up the big gate. The Lehoye Sheichet HaSheichet, the Sheichet would not shech the Korban HaTomid, until he would hear the noise of this big gate opening up. And it made a lot of noise to open up this gate, made a lot of noise. And the Mishnah now says, Mishnah Ches, it says now, Meyerichoy, from Yerichoy, that was far away from Yerushalayim, it was almost like 25 kilometers. It was away from Yerushalayim. Yericho, from Yericho, Ho Yishayim, and people in Yericho were able to hear, Kheol Shara Gadosh Niftach. When these two Kahanim opened up that big gate of the Heichel, it made so much noise that the noise reached all the way down to Yericho. Now, also, a few other things that happened was that in Yericho, from Yericho, Yishayim, Kolam Agrefa. When he used to use the curl of the shovel, when he used to clean out the, No. The Magrefa has to clean Nigun. That's a type of instrument. It used to play music with it. And it made a lot of different noises. So the more an Erechum he had. And it's called the Magrefa because it looked a little bit like a shovel. So from Yericho, they're able to hear the noise that came out of the Magrefa. Also, Yericho, Yeshem, and Karlaitz. She'osa ben Kotin Muchni Lakir. We had before, Ben Kotin made a special wheel to lower down the Kir into the mikveh overnight. So when you used to lower it down with this wheel, it made a lot of noise. So that noise was heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Hishemim Kol Gevini Chorus. Gevini Chorus, that's the Zeka. The current used to, Mamuni used to wake up in the morning, the Kahanim. She used to give a loud scream, like, wake up, to Avodas Hashem. So that voice, there's such a loud voice, you can hear it all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Hishemim Kol Achalil. That they used to play the Chalil, the flute. Also we had the Gemara in Erechim used to play the flute in front of the Mizbeach 12 times a year. So that voice was also heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Yishem and Kol HaTzilsol. They used to play the Tzilsol, the cymbals. The Levim used to play it. So it was also heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Yishem and Kol HaShir. Bechlav, when the Levim used to sing the Shir by the Korban HaTomid, by the Shas Nisach of the Yayin, so you were able to hear that voice all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Yishem and Kol HaShofar. They used to also blow the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash 21 times a day, so also that curl was heard all the way down to Yericho, 50 miles away. Some say af koilu shel kohen gadol. They used to hear the koil of the kohen gadol b'shor shu maskir sashem yom kippurim. When he used to mention the shem hagod, the shem hamafarish on yom kippurim, he used to hear it all the way down in Yerichoy. That's how loud the voice was. Also, mi Yerichoy hoyim arichim reich pitam akteris. When he used to burn the akteris, so the smell came out of it, went so far, went all the way down to Yerichoy. Even in Yericho, they were able to smell the smell of the pitam, the burning of the keteris. And Omer Reb Lezer ben Diglai, that Izim hoyu lebeis Abba, my father had some goats, Bahar Michvar, a very far away place from Yerushalayim, and voyim es atshos, his goats used to sneeze, merech pitam keteris, from the smell of the pitam keteris, it used to make them sneeze also, that the reach, the smell, used to go so far. Now Mishnah Tested says, Mi shezocha bedish mizbech apnimi, the kohen that was zocha to clean out the inside mizbech. This was done namish after they finished the marochas. Now they went to clean out the inside mizbech. So how did he do it? Nichnas, he went inside the heichel. He went inside the mizbech to the inside. For not for hat teni, he took with him a little basket called a teni. The nichel afon, if he put it down in front of him. He would like take handfuls of the ashes off the mizbech apnim, and the national tzarich put the ashes from his hands into this basket. Uvachroina, after he got finished taking all that he could with his hands, there was some little bit ashes still left on it, so that kibres hashal asaychay, that he used a little brush to brush the ashes into his basket. Venichay, and he would leave the basket there. He did not take the teni, the basket with him out of the heichal, but he left it there for another kohen to take it out later. The yotz and this kohen went out from the heichal. Now, misha zocha b'dishin the menorah, the next kohen that was zocha to clean out the menorah, he came into the heichal now. Nichnas umotza shnei neiros mizrachos dolkin. Usually, what happened was when he went in there, five of them were out already, but the last two, for some reason, were still burning. He used to find the two east neiros lit. So what he did was madash neshashar. He would clean out the other five. He would clean them out and put in the wicks and get them all ready. And he let these two still burn. He didn't take care of them now. He first took care of the chamisha aneiris. What's going to be Motzah Shekov? Let's say he came and he found that these aneiris, these two also went out already. Motzah Shekov, when he went and he found these two went out. So Madashton, not only would he clean out the other five, but he would also already clean out these two also. But they say not the same way he did the other five. The other five, Imamish cleaned up and made them fit to use. Like he put new wicks inside there, new shemen. Some say here, these two, he just cleaned it out a little bit, but still lit it right away to let it still stay lit. Umadlikim esadokin. And he would light it, as a minadlokim, a nerish and iron dokim. If you have other nerish lit, he would light these two. Notice these two nerish still lit even the whole day. The other nerish, the mitzvah was lighter that night. The kohen used to light it at night and stood lit the whole night. He didn't have to have it lit the whole day. Just these two, they stood lit. So Madlika Zadokim, he would light the other two. The Yachakach, after that, Medarshin Yisashar. Then he would clean out the rest of them, the other five that were left over, he would clean them out completely and get them all set to be used at night. Now, the Evan Hoyslof Nehem Nehem, there was a little stone there in front of the Menorah. Ubor Sholoshmal that had three steps going up to the menorah. Sholeh HaKoin Oimed. The Koin used to go up these three steps and stand on top of it. Omeid to the menorah used to fix out, I mean, clean the menorah and put new wicks inside, new oil. And so he got finished taking care of these five, Ikka, the five Neiros now. So, and he put the ashes into a small kuz, into a small jug. So now the nichlas the kuz, he would take this kuz, this small pitcher-like, al mailishni, he would leave it on the second step, the yotza go out. So both kanam that took care of the mizbech apnim, and the menorah did not take out with them their pitcher or their basket, but rather they left it inside. And we'll soon see later a kohen came to take it out. So that's what happened so far. Yeah, in the parak shlishi. Now next parak here, parak Yavi starts. That the Mishnah says, they did not like when it came to make the shechita on the kevis, the korban atomid, they didn't tie it down. They didn't tie it down as 4 feet together, or else not even 2 feet together. But rather, there would be ma'akdin oisai, means they would tie it up like this. Ma'akdin means they would tie the regal kedomis, regal achrayinis, to zuluzu. They would tie one front leg with one back leg. That's the way they did it. That's called machdenoisim. It's a yad regal, like was done by Kedis Yitzchak ben Avrom. In fact, they did it this way to remember that Kedis Yitzchak. So they didn't tie it down the two front and the two back, but one front and one back leg were tied together. Yeah. Now, Misha Zocha Bevorim, the current that was Zocha to carry up the pieces, Oichas and Boy, they would hold down the Tler B'Shashchita, they would hold it down B'Shashchita. The Kach Oisa Kedosai, how exactly did they tie up this Korban HaTamid? How exactly was it that Rosh HaLadorim, the head of the Korban, was facing towards the south side? Because he used to shecht it on the north side of the Azorah. So the Rosh was Munaf Letzad Dorim, towards the Mizbeach, because he was on the north side. So the face was facing the south side towards the Mizbeach. And Uponav L'Marav, and its face was facing the right towards Marav. The HaShechet Oimah B'Mizrochai, the Sheikh would stand on the east side of the Korban. Uponav L'Marav, his face like was facing towards the Marav. That's the way his face was standing. Now, Shel Shachar the Talmud, Shachar Hoyanishcha Bakeren Tzvenis Marovis. The Korban Shachar was, they made the Shchita near the Kevin Tzvenis Marovis, Al Tabash Nia, on the second Tabas. It means near the Keren Tzvenis, near, it wasn't on the Mizbeach itself, it just means nearby. Right nearby the corner of the Mizbeach of the north, Marov's northwest side. That's where they made the Shchita. Of the Korban HaTamid Shel Shachar, Nishchad Yalkeh Zomaz Arovis, Al Tabas HaShniyah, on the second hook, because really there were 24 Tabas hooks there, Kavuyim, on the floor of the Azorah, on the north side of the Mizbeach. So there was a special Tabas for each Mishmur and Mishmur for the Kehanim. To get to the Shchita was done on the second Tabas. Shobain HaBayim, now, that's the Talmud Shel Shachar in the morning. What's going to be Shobain HaBayim? The Talmud that was done in the evening, Shobain HaBayim, that they made the shchita on the east north side of the Mizbeach, and our tabashni also was done on the second hook. Now shochet hashochet, the shochet made the shchita on the Korban HaTamid. The kibla mekabel, the yotha kohen that was there to make the kavolas adam, first made the kavolas adam. Bolon the keren mizrach asvenis, and he went to the keren mizrach asvenis. For noisin he made his zrika. He made his zrika first for mizrach asvenis on the east north side of the Mizbeach. Then he went to Marovah Droimis, the south west side. V'noisen Marovah Droimis, then he put it on the south west side. And then Shiori Adam, Oishofre Yisod Rami, leftover Adam he put on the Yisod Droimis. That's where he put leftover of the Adam. Now again, when he made the Shchita, now it says he came to him in the Zrikas Adam, so he made one on the Mizrachus Tzvoinis. The Mizrachus Tzvoinis, that's the east north side. So he made the Zrikas Adam over there. It hit like both sides of the Mizbeach. But the Adam separated and went, someone on the north side, someone on the east side, and someone on the north side. Then he went to the Marovis Droimis, and he made also one Zrika over there, which also made one Matana there, that the Adam also was Nispashit, both on the Marav on the west side, and also on the south side. So here, so the Adam reached all four corners, all four parts of the Mizbeach. And then the Shura Dam, the leftover Dam, was left over in the Kli that he didn't use for the Zrikam, that he used to spill on the side of the south side of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says in Zvachim, that's what he used to spill, the Shurayim. Alright, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over, continue on the other side.